Could you tell me how the enigma of life came to fruition? Like the process involved and developing it into a complete, fully realised album?
Yeah, I started, but, you know, writing material for me is like an never-going process, you know. It's like already when I was on the finishing steps of the previous album, I already began coming up with ideas for the next album, and so I've been composing material for this, or I began composing material for this album about 2 years ago, and and it's like the composing process goes on for some time, and then when I start to have enough ideas to get some songs together already, and I have some melodies and everything, and then our singer gets involved and we try out all the ideas to see what is working out good, what is not so good, and then we find or do certain changes, you know, try to improve the things that can be improved, and so on, and then you know, I have this album all together, something like between 30 and 40 songs, and at some time, you know, I just have to pick out the songs that I think is best and the songs that I want for the album. So somewhere along the way, I decided on the 12 songs that is on the album, that, you know, this best songs, and this is the ones I want. So I then started working only on these 12 songs, and we did most of the recordings we did also this time in my studio. We had a recording session again in Soundswitch Studios in Marseille in France, where we recorded violins, acoustic guitars, and the choirs, and choirs that has been singing on every Serenia album, and all the rest of the stuff was recorded in Audio Avenue Studios, which is my own studios here in Norway, and we also mixed the album in my studios, and eventually I sent the all the songs to Finland, to Finnvox Studios, where the album was mastered by Mika Jussila.
Okay, obviously this is the second Serenia album to feature the same, well, to feature Aileen, really. You know, it's his second record with her on board now. How did having the same female singer for a subsequent album help the chemistry of Serenia to grow?
I remember in the past, when I was in the middle of the process of posting material for the album, and we at some time, you know, we lost our female singer, and I had to compose material for several months without having a female singer in the band, and, you know, I was sitting there working on the songs, composing, and I was, you know, wondering whether we would be able to find a new singer that could actually sing these ideas, or whether her voice would fit into these conditions, and you know, all these questions in my head, and it makes you a bit unsure, and you kind of lose a bit focus on the job that you have to do. And but with this album, The Enigma of Life, I had the feeling from the very beginning that we finally found the right singer for the band, and I knew that
mentioned melodies. Would you describe this as the band's most melodic record to date then, possibly?
Well, in my opinion, I definitely think so, that this is the band's absolutely most melodic album to date.
Okay, you made reference to the vocals. Is there a reason why you choose to make the vocals the focal point of the songs? Like, some other musicians might go into, like, long instrumentals and all this business, and maybe the guitars or something like that, the focal point, but Serenia chooses to have the vocals as a focal point. Is there a reason for that?
Vocals and, I mean, the diversity of vocals has always been important in our concept, you know, that we have the female vocals, we have the choirs, extreme male vocals and the female vocals, and, you know, different kind of stuff, and this is something that has been important for us from the very beginning. I know the way we use it and so on has changed a bit over the years. For example, in the beginning, on the two first albums, male extreme vocals were kind of the lead vocals of the band, you know, and with our third album we changed that and decided to go into a more melodic direction, so for the female vocals they got, you know, kind of the leading role, and then the extreme vocals were got a smaller role, you know, but still we have all these different kinds of vocals, and they all are part in an important part of the band's expression and musical concept. But you know, it's the female vocals these days that is the most important. You know. Also, you mentioned with, like, in the past, for example, we didn't even use guitar solos and so on, and of course we have instrumental parts and so on, but usually not too long. I like that a lot of things are happening all the time in the music, that there's a lot of dynamic in the songs, and you know, try to keep the listeners interested while they listen to our stuff, so there's not too many instrumental parts. It's where it's needed, there is, and, you know, also now lately in the last three albums, we also started including guitar solos again. As long as it's melodic solos and they serve the song in a good way and everything fits, I find it really, really cool and so on.
How would you, like, compare this record to the previous one, the 13th Floor?
I think there's a lot of similarities, not any, you know, like, huge differences or something between the albums. I think that 34 was the first album where Eileen joined us, and as soon as she joined the band, we more or less had to go directly into the studio and start working on the album and so on, and so with this album we really tried to just take what we had on the 13th Floor, and we tried to work a lot with the details and try to improve the things that we could improve with our songs, both with performances and especially with the compositions and so on. So I think that with the 13th Floor we kind of we found our concept, and with the Enigma of Life we tried to perfect it.
What inspired All My Dreams, which has a little bit of an industrial flavour, I would say?
Yeah, it's I like that song too. It's it has an industrial sound to it. Expression is perhaps a little bit different than what we have done with other Serenia songs, both on this album and in the past. But in the same way, and exactly where the inspiration come from, I don't know. Maybe just playing around in the studio like I usually do most of the time. And I tried to give each song on the album its own expression in a way, and I think I definitely succeeded with that on this song, All My Dreams, because it sounds quite different than the rest of the songs, I think.
Okay, and obviously another track which I'd say is particularly different to its other tracks is obviously the title track, which is a ballad.
Yeah, for sure.
How did that track, what spawned that track?
Oh, could you repeat that?
What spawned that track? What sort of inspired it? What brought that about?
Mainly I get my inspiration from the Norwegian winters and the society up here and everything that goes on around me. Oh, I've noticed over the years that I've become way more productive in winter time than, for example, in the summertime. In winter, you know, it's dark really early, and you know, you get this, or at least I get this feeling, I stay inside, there's not really much you can do outside, it's dark, it's snowy, it's cold, so I always tend to lock myself up in the studio and work in a very calm and focused way. For example, in the summer when it's warm, it's sunny, it's nice outside, and I always tend to get very restless. I want to be outside, I want to do stuff, I want to see friends, stuff like this. And it's summer for me, it's harder to maintain that focus and to get the inspiration. And but in winter I get really inspired from the Norwegian winter. And yeah, maybe sometimes, some days I hardly read books or see movies, but you know, whenever I see a movie, you know, it triggers some emotions in you, which again can inspire you to write some music or so on.
So you would say that that winter mood then is prevalent on Serenia's music, it's evident?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I think it's my main inspiration in a way. And it's also, I'm very privileged with the place I live and look outside of my window, and you know, just my view is like a huge inspiration, really.
Obviously the title track, the title of the record is The Enigma of Life. What is that then? What are you referring to in the, what do you mean by The Enigma of Life?
Yeah, I always get these questions, but I always felt really uncomfortable talking too much about the album titles or my lyrics. For me, I always try to write lyrics that is, you know, very indirect, or I use a lot of parallels, metaphors, stuff like this to make lyrics that people have to go in a bit into depth and try to figure out what the real meaning behind it really is, you know. And for me, it always felt like reviewing my own work, or you know, like tearing down what I have been building up by talking about it afterwards. So I always prefer to just hold those things up to the listeners and let them listen to the music and read the lyrics and try to get their own interpretation or understanding about it.
Okay. When you write lyrics though for Serenia, do you have to keep in mind then that the female singer will be singing those lyrics or not, or is that not a factor?
Yeah, absolutely, I have to keep that in mind, you know, and keep also the part where I'm singing.
And does Aileen then give you certain suggestions on, like, certain words, like maybe it would sound better if I said this as opposed to that, or anything of that nature?
No, not usually. Sometimes she comes up with some ideas for the melodies. Comes maybe up with an idea that we do, and then we try it out, you know, and maybe then I get an idea again, and we can work together just to fine tune or to work with the details. And she has ideas like that. For the lyrics, I always write the lyrics myself. And it's also, I think, at this point, would be very difficult for Aileen to write lyrics in English. She when she joined the band on the previous album, she couldn't speak a word in English, actually. And so she has been working really hard with learning. Learning English, and now these days we can have a good conversation in English. But I remember when we were recording the 13th floor, it was it was really challenging, and we had a lot of funny situations in the studio because she only spoke Spanish, and I don't know Spanish. I only know Norwegian and English, and she didn't know any English. And I also think it's like, the work she did on the 13th floor, I think, is really amazing if you have in mind that she couldn't speak a word in English, actually. Mm. But we obviously had to do a lot of, or she had to do a lot of repeating, on, especially on the pronunciation and so on. But for this album, I think she has been doing a great progress, and things went well. More easy this time, and she's really she's a hard working singer, and she's I think she's improving fast, and you know, it's one of the reasons why we are so happy with her, because she is taking things very seriously and she's working very hard.
Mm. Did you have any creative input into the artwork by Gustavo?
Could you repeat that one?
Did you have any creative input into the artwork cover by Gustavo?
Not much, really. Already when he sent us the first version, I liked it a lot, so I only asked for a few smaller changes, and, you know, it was just changing a few things, and then we were really happy with the cover. So I think he did a great job. He really nailed it with that cover. I think the title and the whole concept of the album very, very nicely.
Did you provide him with any ideas, or did he just take the, have a listen to the album or look at the title and
he came up with when he came up with the first version of the cover, I didn't actually speak to him before. I agreed with we checked out different designers, and I agreed with my record company that Bob was, I think, a really good choice for Serenia, and we would like to work with him on this album. And you know, some time later, all of a sudden, I got a preview of a cover in my mailbox, and I thought it looked really amazing, and we just did, yeah, you know, some small changes, and then we had a cover that I think just fits perfectly.
Okay, what were your motives in forming Mortemia?
Yeah, you know, the third Serenia album, you know, the Nine Destinies and the Downfall album, I decided to do some bigger changes with our musical concept. You know, I removed a lot of the more extreme elements in our music. Music became more mid-tempo songs, more melodic, more female vocals. Reduced a lot of extreme male vocals, and so on. Sirenia, you know, I found it more interesting, more challenging to write more melodic stuff and work with harmonies and these things. And, you know, these days I also listen more to melodic music, so it felt more natural. And, you know, but after some years, you know, I also began a little bit to miss composing a little bit more intricate stuff, harder stuff, more extreme stuff in a way. So, and I got the idea of putting Motemia together into life, and till now I have projects for both things. You know, I can work with all my melodic stuff with Sirenia, and I can work
Would you say that fans who particularly enjoy the album Nine Destinies and A Downfall should definitely check out the Motemia debut album?
I'd rather if the fans that, you know, prefers the two first Sirenia albums, you know, that Sixes and Sevens and Elixir for Existence. I think especially those fans who prefer those two albums will definitely like Motemia, I think.
Okay. What are your current plans with both Sirenia and Motemia?
Right now, I'm writing new music for Motemia, so I have intention of putting together a new Motemia album. Sirenia, right at the moment, yeah, we're obviously doing the promotion now with all the interviews and stuff, and. And we are looking into touring possibilities and setting up shows and stuff for promoting the album. So we already confirmed back in open air this summer, and we'll play Masters of Rock in Czechia, and we got more festivals also, but we can't make them official yet, but of course we will keep everybody informed on our website as soon as we can make things official. So obviously with Sirenia now to complete all the promotion with the interviews and stuff, and then we want to start touring and playing concerts to perform our new album also for.
Okay. Is there anything you can reveal musically on this second Motemia record, or is it too early to discuss?
Yeah, I think it may be a little bit too early. Maybe it will be a little bit harder this time, or maybe it will go in two directions, you know.